It's Helping Hand.
HPR One stations on Friday as part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, and then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. That's where all of our Helping Hand segments are archived. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and those among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are wrapping up our second year of offering 3 weeks in a row of covering Hawaii's homeless crisis, which, despite some progress, remains the most severe per capita in the United States. Two previous segments with IHS, Institute for Human Services, and Mental Health Kokua, both archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. And we're concluding the series with local nonprofit Alea Bridge, focused on outreach of the homeless and other at-risk populations in a specific area of central Oahu. We welcome back their executive director, Phil Acosta. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You're welcome. And homelessness is happening all over the islands. Explain how it connects you guys to the issue.
We got started a little over 2 years ago, and I serviced a specific area in the island where there weren't really any consistent services or accessible facilities. And the inspiration started with my brother, formerly with HPD, and his last post was patrolling that area between Mililani and the North Shore. He just saw that there was a need. He wanted to do something about it. He reached out to a family. We wanted to be supportive of that, and we set out to engage the community and to help with the homeless issues in that area, what's referred to as Region 5, which covers Mililani, Wahiawa, North Shore, which extends out from Kaena Point past Turtle Bay. So it's the single largest geographic catchment area on Oahu, third largest concentration of chronically homeless folks, which means they've been out for more than a year. They have a diagnosable disability. So quite a bit of folks that are high needs in our area and very little resources. And so we set out to change that.
And since we last spoke, a lot of stuff has happened relating to the point in time count. They did drop a bit, but the situation still is the worst in the country for the state. In Honolulu, at least, as you walk around, it looks really bad. It'd be hard to visually say to yourself, this is better. When you think about the geographic area you were just describing where you guys service, talk about the movement that you see or don't see.
Absolutely right. At the parks, at the beach, sidewalk, the homeless are still there, the visibly homeless. So those are the real critical cases that we deal with. They've been chronically homeless. Mental illness is a big issue. Substance use is a big issue. So those are the folks that are really visible. They're very difficult to get housed. And specifically in our area, it's been double-digit percentage increases year after year for the past 5 years. When we first came in and got involved in a point in time, we ended up with a 74% increase from the year prior. And so in the past year, we've put in quite a bit of effort in housing people, connecting them to shelters, transitional homes, permanent housing, and also connecting them to supportive services. And so this past year led to a 27% decrease in that specific region, Region 5.
How many people? Do you have a number count?
281 that we successfully surveyed.
In the point in time count.
That's how many we successfully surveyed. We anticipate anywhere from 10 to 15% that were not included.
Last year's number was?
2017 point in time was 385. This year's count was 281, which represents a 27% decrease.
Right. There have been some new things for you guys, too. You guys started a newsletter, I see. Talk about that as well as the Resource and Navigation Center.
Sure. In the newsletter, you know, just kind of highlighting our volunteers. As a nonprofit, any nonprofit can tell you, we won't succeed without the help of our volunteers. And so that was to acknowledge their contribution to our growth and what we're doing in the community. You mentioned the Resource and Navigation Center. In the last two legislative sessions, the state has provided us with a significant financial backing that goes towards the acquisition and the construction and the operations of the Resource and Navigation Center. So I mentioned earlier that there's no accessible facilities in that specific region. So this would be the first and only one of its kind where we can offer emergency beds, transitional housing, on-site services, going to be a hub of services where we can invite our partners out there. And, you know, they can bring their specialty, whether it's substance use, it's counseling, financial management, connect them to jobs, housing. We've been blessed that the legislature granted us a significant amount of money. Right now, we're in the design stage, so we're looking to finalize that, hopefully go into a construction design here soon, and then take us to the permitting process, which I'm told takes quite a bit of time. So if any of your listeners are out there, we'd love to hear from you. get some professionals out there, possibly engineers, draftsmen, architects, or general contractors that have been involved in design, construction, and permitting. We could definitely utilize all those skill sets. In the meantime, we are utilizing that empty lot to host these pop-up outreach events. So we've invited some of our partners like the Mobile Clinic, anywhere from basic wound care to blood draws and some screening and things like that.
It's a medical clinic.
Yeah, so it's a mobile medical clinic run by medical students and some attending physicians. We've also invited our partners at Project Vision Hawaii. Right. They brought out their mobile vision trailer and their mobile hygiene trailer as well.
That's smart. With this mobile stuff, works perfect until you have a facility built.
Yes, yes, definitely. So we want to start to build that expectation that, you know, this is a space where our clients can come and get services. This is a space where the community can come and volunteer, or our partner service providers can come and bring their services.
If you go to aleabridge.org, you'll see a cool video that shows a recent volunteer dinner that they had, paint a picture of the broad range of things that people could get involved in.
They come in, they help us with filing and data entry. We also have a couple of volunteers that come out and accompany us during these pop-up outreach events and outreach directly into the encampments. We're also looking to expand our capacity and capability. So professional type of volunteers, whether it's a caseworker that may want to donate their time and their services, or folks that want to help us get involved with the board of directors or leadership team. If you've had experience with nonprofits or experience working with the city or the state, grant writing skills, accounting, legal counsel, all those things are definitely invaluable skills that we could use to build up our capacity as a nonprofit.
Any supplies?
We're working on a partnership with Homemade Hawaii, an extensive network of professionals and organizations in the construction and building industry. They will help us with the construction phase of our resource and navigation center. So that's great. They can provide our pro bono skilled services or deeply discounted materials and supplies. And so that'll go a long way in stretching the dollars that we've gotten from the state. But on a daily operational basis, we're also working with folks like churches, schools. We just completed a hygiene drive with Mililani Middle School. We're planning for a hygiene drive at the Waterfront Plaza with some of the businesses there. And so we'd love to invite some of our partner agencies as well to join us in that.
So a teacher, a school person, a church person listening, any business, they could all do their own hygiene supply drive for you.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Personal hygiene.
Right.
Hair products, feminine products, those kinds of things. Fresh, clean socks. Yeah, those things that we tend to take for granted and don't really think about because it's some basic necessities that
and
we
they
have.
Could all be a drive that some organization
absolutely.
Does.
So, you know, churches are great. Schools are great. They're always looking for service projects to get involved, and businesses as well.
It's a lot of different levels. Here's how to reach out to this organization, aleabridge.org. And there's an email contact form online, but you can also go to info@aleabridge.org, 808-492-2214. Reach Phil directly, our guest, at 808-391-3571 or pacosta@aleabridge.org. Their contact information, the full-length interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests, all archived at hawaiipublicradio.org.
We're starting doing an in-reach into the schools, targeting our Title I schools in the area, meaning over 50% of the population.
Food stamps and stuff.
Yes, exactly. Building a partnership with the Hawaii Food Bank, the YMCA as well. We want to establish a permanent food pantry in the schools. We'd be the partner agency that will help stock that along with the YMCA and the school staff, identify the families that are in need, figure out some process to distribute that to kind of open up the conversation with the families, see if there's other needs there that we can address. Part of our mission is also homeless prevention.
Right.
Not just the folks that you see on the street, not just the folks that are camped out in the bushes.
Right, but the people on the edge.
That's right. One crisis away.
That's it.
A set of tires. Or
your back goes for 3 weeks.
That's right.
And then one other one follows it, and you're done.
We'll start with the addressing the food insecurity piece. That'll free up additional rent money, maybe. That'll afford you to go see the doctor.
Sounds like something that could be a real safety net for somebody in need, and you have a lot of creative ways people can get involved and help out. It's Executive Director of Alea Bridge, Phil Acosta. Pleasure to have you back on Helping Hand, and on behalf of all the folks that you're helping out, Thanks for doing what you're doing. It's an inspiration.
Thanks, Dave. You know, it's always fun kind of chatting with you here, and it's great that you're able to give us that platform to reach out to the community. Again, not just to give an opportunity to help us out in our mission, but also, like you said, give them an opportunity to give back. And so, you know, it's really great, and thank you. Appreciate that.